Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined right now by Sarah Montgomery and Dr. Andy Lane. And so, Sarah, I want to talk to you about, I'm not even going to try to attempt to pronounce your diagnosis.
Oh, my gosh,
I
can't.
It is a bone marrow cancer, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
It affects the bone marrow. So this is really interesting to me personally because I wrote a story a couple years ago back when I was a news reporter about the bone marrow registry, and you had a transplant. Is that correct?
Wow, yeah.
What
yeah,
was that process like of finding a bone marrow transplant?
Well, I was very fortunate with Dana-Farber, and they were great with finding me a match through Be the Match, which is awesome. And we've had great success with that because my brother actually got a bone marrow transplant, and I was his donor. So about 5 years before this, I donated to my brother, and then it was very humbling to be on the other side of that and receive, you know, a life-saving gift from a total stranger.
So to just go back to your diagnosis, I think the scary thing people would hear here is you went from flu-like symptoms to, I have cancer.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was just a total shock. Yeah, just flu-like symptoms and feeling just really under the weather. And we kind of just thought it was a bad virus. And it really wasn't until I got my blood work done. And then they came back and told me, you know, there was obviously something wonky going on.
So, Dr. Do they call you Dr. Andy or Dr. Lane?
Any is fine.
Okay. So what's the first initial like meeting like so when everything kind of comes together?
Right. I mean, it's really important to just tell patients what we know and what we don't know, right? It's really scary. They're often told, especially, you know, here in Sarah's case, she was told by another oncologist that she had a really rare leukemia that person had never even taken care of before. So you need to go to Dana-Farber. So we try to lay out, you know, here's what we know about this cancer and here's what we don't know. Here's our strategy that we have to tackle it. And we're in this together. And, you know, I think that's more important to patients to think about that the first time than all the little details about what's going to happen now, what's going to happen next, is that we've got a plan and we're going to tackle this together.
Mm-hmm. What was your experience with Dana-Farber, that kind of straightforward communication? I mean, when you get in and you get a diagnosis like that, you're probably trying to process so much information at
yeah.
one time, and to have someone just talk to you like a person rather than maybe sometimes a patient.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Dr. Lane has been incredible. Even from my dad reaching out, I think like via email or something. And then within a week we were up at Dana-Farber in his office, and it was just so comforting that he had a plan. Because like Dr. Lane had said, the doctors in Connecticut were like, yeah, we really have not seen this before. There really was no one nearby that knew, you know, what to do. So it was just so awesome that Dana-Farber had a plan. Dr. Lane, we were ready to go. And it was within a couple weeks that I was receiving treatment. So it was very quick.
So you had a very modern way of sort of detailing your journey that I read in your bio. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes, I did some TikToks.
That's the world, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you have to share the handle.
Oh, it's Monty Sunflower.
Okay, Monty yep. Sunflower. And yep. You were doing some dancing on there?
I was, yeah. I kind of just did it to cheer myself up, and then I found that there was just a great community behind it, and I was able to connect with some other people who had gone through similar journeys, so it was super helpful.
So what's the future look like now? Any treatments, prognosis, care in the future?
Yeah, with leukemias that are aggressive like this one, we have to keep vigilant. And the bone marrow transplant is just one step of keeping things under control for a long time. So we see Sarah frequently. We check blood counts, and we see how she's doing. And, you know, we're not going to let her get away from us for a while. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the further we get out, the better things, you know, look. So it's a lifelong relationship almost that we have with our patients, which is really great because we get to meet them and their family and mm-hmm. see things happen over time. It's really rewarding.
So Dr. Lane, how surprised were you about this diagnosis, considering I'm just looking at the demographics of who's usually diagnosed with this specific cancer, And it seems like Sarah falls pretty far outside of, you know, that median average patient that you might see.
You're right. It turns out this particular kind of leukemia is rare, and it usually affects men and older men. So when we see a young woman come in with this leukemia...
You're like, great.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
I mean, the first thing you say is, do we have it right? You know, so we work with our pathologist, the dermatologist, because this leukemia can go to the skin like it did in Sarah's case. And we say, do we really have it right? And that's why kind of an amazing thing of Dana-Farber is that we're not just doing this together. There's incredible full teams of doctors, nurses, scientists working behind the scenes to make sure we've got the right diagnosis and the right path forward. You know, for a rare cancer, it's not rare for the person or the family who have it, right? So we have to say, all right, maybe you don't fall into what the buckets are that we think of this, but we've got to, you know, do our best to come up with a treatment plan that's right for you. So, yes, a rare cancer, Sarah is unique, and she was even more unique coming to us.
So, Sarah, what do you do for work? And
So I work as a registered behavior technician. So I work with kids with autism.
Oh, that's incredible.
Have your experiences with Dana-Farber, do you think that's affected your, what do they call it, bedside manner, I guess? Has it changed maybe the way you go about your job?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like, you know, even being able to share my story at work and to other people, it definitely humbles me. But also I can connect with others and not just people who have gone through cancer, but people who have, you know, lifelong conditions or diseases. Yeah.
So, Dr. Lane, I understand that you are focused on blood cancers and finding new treatments. We right now have a family in Newbury, Massachusetts, who's matching all donations that everybody makes up to $50,000 through the hour. What kind of progress can you make with funds that they are donating directly from the Jimmy Fund?
It's incredibly important, and, you know, it allows us to be nimble. And it allows us to do what Dana-Farber does best, which is that it's really a partnership between the physicians, the scientists in the lab, and the patients, right? So the patients agree to be part of research, meaning it could get an experimental therapy, or it could be that they, you know, allow a piece of their cancer to go to the lab to be worked on. And we can decide, you know, in basically a moment's notice with fundraising, like through the Jimmy Fund, hey, we've got to take this new direction. We have to do it now. Other ways to raise money for research are out there, which are great, but they take a lot longer period of time. So this is where we can really, you know, point it to what we need today and go for it. In the case of rare cancers, even, it's more important because it's harder to raise money and say, all right, we want to raise money from, you know, the government or somewhere else for a really rare cancer. But when, you know, you can meet somebody and say, look, here's somebody who needs help. People want to donate, and it's really helpful. So that's kind of the magic of what Dana-Farber does, and this fundraiser through Jimmy Fund is just the way it gets it done.
Have you ever done a TikTok with her?
I have not.
What? You never got him to do a TikTok?
No. Sarah, I think you guys have
I think
to do
right
one
now is
Fenway.
A great opportunity.
I don't know. Is there a new dance? You should know this.
I was going to say, I was asking my daughter this morning how to make a TikTok video.
Oh,
I have no idea
Sarah
how to do it.
Literally,
I'm
like,
on your level.
Can you please? Like, oh, let's do a video today. Like, I have no idea. Like, so, listen, I'll jump in your video. We'll all jump in your video.
There we go.
Okay,
there we go.
We're going to go to a break in a couple minutes. I think during the break, there has to be a TikTok video with the three
we
of
have
you.
To
I'm in.
Dance.
I'm
yeah.
totally in. I mean, listen, first of all, look out because when she dances, her arms go all over the place. She doesn't really have
you
much rhythm.
You ever see the inflatable man things that are outside?
The used car salesman.
Used
car.
Yeah. Or like a car wash. Yeah. That's a lot what it's like yeah. over here.
Just back and forth.
So is this a deal? Christian, Dr. Andy, Sarah, you guys going to do a TikTok?
I know how you like leave yourself out of
it. I'm an idea man.
Oh,
and then
that's
I
what
just back out and let you guys have
the
spot.
I'm in.
Sounds
I'm
good.
Down for whatever. If it's good, I feel like, you know, this will be
right.
like you coming out of your shell.
Let's do it.
I'm right.
I think it's time.
He seems really excited.
Sarah, do you want to throw the handle out there one more time so that the people can see it?
Oh, yeah. Monty Sunflower.
And what does that mean?
Monty Sunflower.
Well, my last name Montgomery, so okay. we say Monty, and then my favorite flower is the sunflower.
Okay. Oh,
but real quick, though, before we do the TikTok. Is it that quick where you just know what we're doing? Is there a lot of, like,
you'll
you know,
fine.
Coaching?
Choreography.
We only have, like, a five-minute break.
We have a director.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
You'll be
yeah.
fine. Okay. I've seen my daughter do it a million
All
times.
Right. I've never done
she
one.
She does it in a couple of minutes. You'll okay. be good.
All right. We have to take a minute so that we can trend and
Come on,
do
let's
a
go.
TikTok
They're ready?
Video.
Let's go.
All right.
In the meantime, please call 877-738-1234. Visit thejimmyfund.org or text KCANCER to 20222. Thank you so much, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!